All right, WMFO. It's just a little bit past 7 o'clock. So you listen to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And this is the Bingo Show, and I am Steve. I'm your host for the next hour. I'm here every other Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And I alternate with DJ Easy Ed, who has a great variety show that you should, if you haven't ever checked it out, you should. It's pretty cool. All right, so we got another hour. Typically, if you're a new listener, we, at the top of the hour, do the cover all, which is a set of covers. And in honor of Mr. Merle Haggard's passing this past week, we're going to do Merle Haggard covers. And we're also going to do him doing a cover. So there we go. Let's go ahead and get it right at it. Merle Haggard, rest in peace. The coverall, WMFO, Medford.
Here's a request. There's a certain crowd of people where I'm no longer welcome. I'm ashamed to say I don't really care. Sober up tomorrow, enjoy my friends again, but I've got no reason to quit. I've got no reason for living right, drinking.
Jesse Helms with contemporary music. The Avant Garde.
It matters to me.
Some of our finest white composers. We're going to be presenting the work of these fine white men. All Evening and All Prayer. Followed by the All Night Soul program from Soul City, Virginia. This is Jesse Helms. Please tune in.
Mike. A warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up like all the rest. And then I heard him ask the warden just before he reached my cell. Would you let that guitar friend please just do one request? And won't you sing me back home with the song I used to hear, and let my memory has come alive. And won't you take me away and turn back the years? Sing me back home before I die. Sunday morning, when some gospel singers came in from town, just to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him ask the singers, there's a song my mama used to play, would you please sing it for me before I move along? And won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear, and let my memories come alive? And won't you take me away and turn back the years? Sing me back home before I die. And won't you sing me back home before I die?
Shout my feelings from a mountain high. Tell the world I love her, and I will till I die. There's no way the world will understand that love is colorblind. That's why Irma Jackson can't be mine. I remember when no one cared about us being friends. Children, and it really didn't matter then. But we grew up too quickly in a world that draws a line where they say Irma Jackson can't be mine. If my loving Irma Jackson is a sin, then I don't understand this crazy world. There's a mighty wall between us standing high, but I'll love Irma Jackson till I die. Decided that she'll go away, and I guess it's right that she alone should have the final say. But in spite of her decision forcing us to say goodbye, I'll still love Irma Jackson till I die. If my loving Irma Jackson is a sin, then I don't understand this crazy world we're living in. There's a mighty wall between us standing high, but I'll love Irma Jackson till till I die. I'll love Irma Jackson till I die. Give me no reason for my drinking, but I just can't stand myself at times. And you're better off to just leave and forget me, 'cause I can't hold myself in line.
Straight as an arrow flies. Cherokee maiden and me. Yes, sir.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing? So that was the cover all. We did some Merle Haggard covers in honor of his passing away this past week. And we also did one song of him doing a cover. And that was the last song we did. The man himself, Merle Haggard, doing Cherokee Maiden, a Bob Wills song. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. 40 number one hits, name of the disc. Before that, we heard John Doe doing a Merle song, I Can't Hold Myself in Line. That's from a disc called Tulare Dust, a Songwriter's Tribute to Merle Haggard. And that was also, the one before that was from that same album. That was our own Barrence Whitfield doing a song called Irma Jackson. We had Virgil Shaw doing Sing Me Back Home from the disc Still Falling, 2003. And we started that set off with Eugene Shadbourne doing No Reason to Quit. That's from a disc called Jesse Helms Busted with Pornography. All right, there you go. That was the Merle Haggard coverall. Rest in peace, Mr. Haggard. All right, it's 7:20. We got about 40 minutes left, so don't go away. Just kick back. We got some cinematic orchestra in the background. Channel 1 Suite. We're going to play that, then play some more stuff. And I think you're going to like all of it. I hope you do. You still got time for a request if you would like to get one in, 617-627-3800. You can instant message me at DJWMFO or go to the Bingo Show Facebook page on Facebook. I'm sure you've heard of it. All right, we'll let the song play out, and I don't think I have anything else to tell you. Check out Spinatron if you want to see the playlist, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680-90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. How you doing out there? This is Steve, and we're getting ready to finish up the bingo show. Got about 15 minutes to go. Let me tell you what we heard in that last set. That was a band called Rozu Loop. And they sounded like somebody, and I can't put my finger on it, but they sure did sound like somebody. But that song was In the Dark, and they have an album out called Is Anything Real? All right, before that we heard Rondo Brothers from their disc Shadow Government of Fortune Records, and that song was called Yosemite Das. That was kind of cool. I like that. Wu-Tang, the instrumental from their disc Wu-Tang Meets Indie Culture Instrumental Volume 1. That song was Slow Blues. Portishead, Only You, from their self-titled CD from 1997. And from 1 year later, 1998, we had Neutral Milk Hotel with from Avery Island. The song was April 8th, and it is April 8th. And April 8th also just happens to be my wedding anniversary. So I got to play that one, right? That goes out to my wife, of course. That's off Emerge Records, Neutral Milk Hotel. All right, that brings us up to date. We've got about just a little less than 15 minutes to go. Edward Bucher will be coming up soon. He'll take you from 8 to 10 with his Tears of the Gods Plastic Sushi Extravaganza. Iggy Pop's got a new one out. Let's check that out. Let's see what the Iggster's up to. All right, Iggy, give us your best shot. All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. WMFO.org on the web. Glad you could be here for this last 2 hours, if you were, or whatever you could catch of it. I'm glad you caught it. And that was the Bent Men, local band from Boston. The disc was Magic Room, and the song was Lennon Song, like John Lennon. We had something new there from Iggy Pop, who I think is going to be at the Orpheum next week. And his new disc is called Post-Pop Depression, and that song was American Valhalla. We got time for one more song. Edward Buchert's next. I will catch you in 2 weeks. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Side of the house kept me up all night. I can't explain, oh, what can I say? Man, I felt out of sight.